Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday show. You can join the program. All you got to do is dial in. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to get into this trolley problem. Not the one you're thinking of, the online train issue. Or what, you know, the guy's tied to the tracks.
Oh,
right. There's like all kinds of variants on that.
Not the trolley problem.
But this is a problem for the people of St. Louis who have a government gang that has teamed up with the federal government. And you know this, you know, when you work with the mafia, you get stuck with the mafia.
It's some government-on-government action.
Yeah, it gets pretty ugly.
Yeah.
And you've got a story about that, Captain. We're going to get into that. And again, you can join us here as well. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. But let's jump into the story. What has happened and how ugly is it?
From Reason.com, St. Louis taxpayers paid a lot to run a money-losing streetcar. It could cost them even more to shut it down. The Federal Transit Administration says St. Louis officials either need to get its loop trolley back up and running or return $37 million in federal funds.
Yikes.
Yeah. In a paradox, only the federal government could produce, St. Louis officials are having to decide whether they want to spend money reviving the city's long-troubled, currently mothballed trolley line or lose even more money shutting it down permanently. Late last month, media outlets reported on a letter that the Federal Transit Administration sent St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones, saying that local officials had until February to come up with a plan to get its 2.2-mile loop trolley back up and running, or else return the $37 million in funds the federal government provided for the project.
Or else what?
Well, let's find out, shall we? This is only the latest setback in the long, sad saga of the St. Louis streetcar. The trolley started operational life in 2018, 6 years behind schedule.
And about one streetcar? It's $37 million for one car?
The trolley.
Around?
The trolley. Singular. Started operational life in 2018, years behind schedule, and about $10 million over budget, which we've come to expect. I know people should be outraged, but I've seen this so often with government that, like, oh, yeah, of course it's 6 years behind budget and the schedule and $10 million over budget. Because it's government. Duh, I expect that now.
Of course.
Neighboring businesses, which were supposed to be the primary beneficiaries of the new streetcar, complained that the inconvenience of the trolley's construction was instead costing them customers.
Yeah, sure, they got to tear up the damn road, right, to make the track.
Yep. And so, of course, those businesses had to, like, lose business because nobody wants to go where there's construction. Or they can't go.
It's hard.
It's closed down while they're doing the construction.
Well, right. You've got a limited amount of time to attract somebody to pull into your parking lot, right? And I don't know how many parking lots there are in St. Louis. I presume there's more than there's New York City, right? Like, it's probably a little more open. But I've never been there myself.
It's probably a fair guess.
But you get a limited amount of time to attract somebody over, or else they're just going to be going down the road and they'll go to the next place.
Yeah.
And if there's a bunch of cones and there's a bunch of construction guys and stuff in the way, most people, even if they kind of wanted to go there, some of them, they're just going to just pass by and they'll find something else. They'll go to their second favorite place.
When it did open, ticket sales brought only around 10% of the expected revenue.
Wow. Wow.
Almost immediately throwing the line into financial distress. Creative efforts to boost ridership, including a Friday night laugh tracks service, during which comedians performed 40-minute sets along the 2-mile route, produced about as many chuckles as it did new customers. The city hired frickin' comedians, dude. Like, they were like, okay, this thing sucks. It's only bringing in, like, 10% of the riders we thought it was. And, like, the businesses have already suffered. And they're like, what can we do? And some harebrained politician, I'm sure, was like, I know. Let's throw some money at it and hire some comedians
to
tell jokes.
I've got a friend who was open the open mic night.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I mean, even as a comedian, Talk about a crappy gig.
Right.
I mean, because how many people can fit on this trolley? Maybe 60 at most? I mean, trolleys aren't generally known to be like super buses, right? With like the extra thing hanging off the end.
Right.
No, it's not a very large thing. So let's say there's a few dozen people on here, and there's going to be a few that actually want to see the comedian. And they're just going to sit on the thing, right? Like, they're not going to get off.
Maybe the comedian, like, Facebooks his friends and, like, a couple of his buddies show up or whatever, right? You know, but they're only going to show up the one time. They're not going to come day after day or whenever, you know, Bob the comedian's performing every Thursday on the street trolley. Let's just go hang out. That's not going to happen. No,
they're not serving beers.
No.
Usually when you go see a comedian, you're expecting to be able to order drinks, right?
It's usually a two-drink minimum.
Yeah, I'm just going to guess that, like most cities, St. Louis probably has a prohibition on open containers.
I would guess.
And I suspect, even if they didn't have a prohibition on open containers, it's probably not allowed on the trolley or any of the other city buses.
The streetcar was then mothballed in December of 2019 after county officials...
Wow. So they just took it off the road.
They were like, yeah, we'll just, you know, throw it in the garage or something.
Okay.
I don't know what mothballed technically means, but...
It's collecting mothballs in a garage, right.
So it was mothballed after county officials refused the trolley operator's request for a $700,000 bailout to keep the system running into 2020.
Wow.
The Loop Trolley's website says it's currently shut down to help prevent the spread of COVID-19.
But that's not true.
Because I bet you a lot of people got COVID-19 from riding the frickin' trolley.
Mm. Have they shut down the city bus system, too?
How about taxis? They shut those up? No.
Those things are usually losers as well, by the way. It's important to point out that city-run transportation systems tend to lose money.
Mm.
Some of them lose hard, like big time, and they're subsidized. Almost all of them are probably subsidized. But it sounds to me like this one was being subsidized even harder than the city bus system, and they just said, you know what, we're going to shut this thing down, which is rare, right? Like, it's rare for a government to actually stop a government program.
Well,
but now...
Or did it?
Mm-hmm.
All of these examples recommend against reviving the Loop Trolley, but the FTA's ultimatum has St. Louis officials in a bit of a bind.
Mm.
Reviving the streetcar will obviously require officials to find additional operating funds. Not reviving the streetcar will require paying back $37 million in capital costs the feds sunk into the project. The feds.
Uh-huh.
They call it the feds. It's the taxpayers.
Sure.
Worse still... Returning federal funds would also hurt the St. Louis region's ability to secure federal grants for future projects.
Even returning the funds would hurt that. Because I would figure that if you didn't, like if they just said, yeah, you guys gave us that money, we're not giving it back to you, it didn't work out, see ya. I would figure they would then say, okay, well, we're not giving you any more money for any other things in the future. But to suggest that if they returned the $37 million, that they would still have a difficult time in the future? Wow.
The St. Louis streetcar supporters have long used the letterist to justify keeping the line alive. We've come entirely too far and invested too much with the Loop Trolley to just walk away, said then-Mayor Crewson.
There's an economic term for that. It's called sunken costs fallacy.
Sunken costs fallacy. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes.
And it's a bitch, right? Like, it sucks when you pour a bunch of money. It could be you going to college and being in 3 out of 4 years and then realizing it's been a total waste of time. But then you're like, oh, man, I got to go and just finish this. I mean, I put all this money in already. And the same thing's true of, like, a failing business.
A house.
Right,
you buy a money pit and the thing is just in its dollar after dollar that you keep putting into it. And you get so far, you're like... Well, I put so much into it, I might as well just put more. Right?
Yeah. Yep. It sucks to have to say, got to cut this, cut the losses. Especially if you've sunk, well, in this case, $37 million. And it's other people's money, but still, they're going to have to keep paying through the nose to keep this thing operational. This is a bitch.
She continues, what critics of the project fail to realize is that walking away would put us all at risk of defaulting on federal grants and losing out on future federal transportation funding. The logic is proving convincing even for longtime streetcar critics.
Mm.
While the mayor did not support the Loop Trolley's construction, she is committed to fixing this problem. To protect our region's transit dollars and our ability to receive federal support moving forward, said Nick Dunn, a spokesperson for Jones, in an email to Center Square.
This is a mess. The number here is 603-283-6160, and this is what happens to politicians when they rely on the federal teat and the federal constant handouts. They become addicted to it and hooked on it, and they can't walk away. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. If you want to join the show, you can. We're here on the Live Saturday episode with Ian.
I'm the captain.
And also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com. Boy, is Bitcoin on sale. It scraped as low as almost $40,000. I think it was earlier today or yesterday. Been very, very tough couple days.
But I went and looked at like what it was like a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, that's still fine.
What was it? Let me see here. I got to pull up a chart. A year ago, it was... so it's up about 9% from a year ago, apparently.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a crazy year for Bitcoin, going as high as $68,000 just a couple months ago, now to around $40,000. So, it's down, definitely down quite a bit from its high. Might be a good time to start thinking about getting into it if you haven't yet. And you can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page and learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. What is it that makes it special, and why should you consider it? They answer those questions over at Bitcoin.com. If you are not brand new, however, and you want to get the latest news headlines from the world of crypto, they've got those every day updated over at news.bitcoin.com. It's a great news site. That's news.bitcoin.com. And we're talking about a huge economic boondoggle. And there's just so much wrong with this story that you're sharing from Reason.com about the St. Louis trolley problem that they've been having. Yeah. A $37 million handout came from the federal government, but there were strings attached. Surprise, surprise. The federal government says if you don't keep running the trolley... And I don't know if there's like some sort of minimum amount of years that they have to do it for, but in this case, it started in 2018.
Yep.
So it's still pretty recent. And the federal government came to them after they shut it down because it was blowing through money like crazy. It wasn't even getting 10% of the revenue that they expected it to get after spending $37 million federal dollars, taxpayer dollars on it. The federal government came to the city and said, oh, we heard that you shut down the trolley we paid for. Well, you're going to need to turn it back on. Or else, you have to pay back $37 million. And if you don't, or even if you do, we may choose not to give you any more federal money in the future. So now the city government goons are basically saying, all right, well, we're throwing $1 million a year into this thing, and it's going down a hole, but we don't want to lose the future federal money, so we better keep paying into this crazy trolley.
Now, think about this for just a second. $37 million. The sell to the business owners, the downtown community here, the sell that the government said was, oh, we're going to have this cool trolley thing, and it'll help bring more customers, and it'll make our downtown a little more cool, and like people want to come and ride the trolley and then visit your establishments along the route. That was the sell, right? $37 million later, mothballed.
Well, they didn't get to decide. Like the
no, but I'm just saying
the merchants. It didn't really matter what the merchants thought about it.
No, but I'm just saying that was what they told these merchants, and like it would help their businesses. It's going to increase your business.
But then it hurt them during construction.
It hurt them during construction, and then of course COVID kicked in, right? And everybody lockdowns and all that kind of stuff.
And it didn't bring any extra people.
Ridership went down. So now imagine what a downtown, like that 2 mile segment of all the businesses there. Imagine if they divided that $37 million evenly amongst all the businesses to help them boost their own businesses.
Well, that'd have been a different result.
What would that have done?
Yeah. Now, I don't think that's a good plan either. But
I don't either.
But here's the thing: like the reason why, one of the reasons why this is so screwed up is because it's top-down, centralized control, right? Like it's centralized funding from the federal government.
Yep.
And they had to do this and that. If they don't do X, Y, and Z, then they have to pay it all back. And so there's crazy strings attached. It's not some sort of grassroots thing. Whereas, if the city, like downtown Chamber of Commerce had themselves a meeting, and they said after, you know, getting together with the relevant business owners in downtown St. Louis, like, all right, well, we've talked about it, and we think a trolley would be a really good idea for downtown St. Louis, and we voluntarily raised the money, which I bet you if they did it themselves, it would cost like $10 million instead of $37 million, because, you know, government projects always go way more than you expect them to go. And so there wouldn't be as much of a boondoggle in the spend. And then if it didn't work out, first, it would be their choice. So they would be choosing, you know, they couldn't get mad at themselves for, you know, cutting off whatever business during construction. They would have chosen to do it. And if it didn't work out, they would be the ones that are out the money.
Yep.
And it would just be done. There wouldn't be some sort of hanging over this constant axe of the federal government being threatened, future funding being threatened. I mean, it's just, it's a total boondoggle.
And taxpayers are also being put in a no-win situation.
Oh, yeah.
says Baruch Feigenbaum, Senior Managing Director of Transportation Policy with the Reason Foundation. I like the idea that you have to continue operating it if you get federal funding. Otherwise, what's to stop an entity from applying for federal funding and then shutting it down, says Feigenbaum. There have to be some consequences or the taxpayer is going to get screwed worse than they already are. Still, he says...
You're going to get screwed one way or the other.
Well, in this case, both ways. Mm-hmm. Still, he says, the threat of losing federal funds for future transit projects incentivizes local and state governments to milk taxpayers in order to keep zombie transportation systems few people ride alive. Hmm. And that's what this is. It's a zombie transportation system. Feigenbaum says federal transit officials need to adopt more objective criteria around ridership and financial sustainability when doling out grants to localities to avoid...
What they need to do is go away.
Well, I agree.
And stop stealing people's money. Leave the money in the town of San Diego, St. Louis.
St. Louis.
That's what we're talking about here. I knew it was an S. St. Louis. Leave their money alone. Let them make their own decisions because the St. Louis government's going to screw it up anyway. You don't need to make it worse by adding the federal government layer to it. That's what independence would help with. You'd have less insanity and ridiculous boondoggle situations like this.
But wait, there's more.
Sure.
You asked when we were at commercial, like, what program funded this? It's called the Urban Circulator Grant Program, which provided the bulk of federal funding to St. Louis's streetcar, vetted grant applications based on hard-to-quantify criteria like livability, environmental sustainability, economic development, and stakeholder collaboration.
Okay.
I have no idea what means. Any of those words mean in relation to it being a criteria for putting together a trolley car. That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
It sounds like a word salad to me.
It is. The Circulator Program, however, also funded streetcar projects in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Charlotte, North Carolina.
How are those doing?
Well, while not as disastrous as the Loop Trolley, they suffer from low ridership and are almost entirely dependent on taxpayer funding to cover operating expenses.
So, same story. The same exact facts with, you know, minor financial differences.
Yes. Just in case people out there listening are like, well, it's an isolated incident. It only happened in the one city. And, like, it's not here in my city. No, it happened in several cities. And the results were almost identical.
Yep. Somebody got a job. There's a trolley operator who's doing great.
Well, not anymore because it's mothballed.
Yeah, well, they're going to bring it back. It sounds to me like they're going to bring it back. Because they don't want to lose their, you know, federal government monies.
It doesn't specify, but it makes me wonder, did they put together, like, some sort of bureaucratic team, like the task force, something like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The overseeing, and, like, hire, like, 12 bureaucrats to do nothing?
Probably. The number here is 603-283-6160. What do you want to talk about? The disaster of government transportation. Look, if there's a demand for it in the market, let the market pay for it on their own.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Day heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is considering the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on large employers. During oral arguments about the mandate, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor stated, "We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, many on ventilators, from COVID-19. In reality, there are about 4,000 children in hospitals from coronavirus. Flight delays and cancellations are continuing to plague travelers over a week into 2022. Total cancellations topping 3,000 Saturday, with 1,100 within, into, or out of the United States. Airports along the East Coast are bearing the brunt of the problems as heavy snowfall moved through the area. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is withholding nearly $2 billion in Hurricane Harvey relief aid earmarked for Texas. Federal agencies saying the state has failed to send in paperwork detailing how the funds will be spent. 4 years after Congress approved over $4 billion in aid, nearly half remains unallocated. An annual event is set to take place later in January.
March for Life organizers said the event will proceed as planned. The 49th annual March for Life will take place days after the D.C. vaccination mandate kicks in. The March for Life will modify some of its indoor events due to the new COVID-19 regulations. The March for Life, set for January 21st, is a massive pro-life demonstration that's followed the anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion nationwide in 1973. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number to join us, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it is Ian.
And the captain.
We're talking about these government boondoggle transit programs like the trolley in St. Louis, which has been a huge money loser, but it was federal government dollars that went into the thing, and now the federal government is telling the gang in St. Louis that they better keep it going or they will not see federal dollars for transportation.
Nazi.
Maybe appropriately. They won't be seeing that in the future as far as any other federal monies for transportation. And, of course, the city council there in St. Louis is, you know, they're going to do whatever they're told to do, and they're going to obey the federal government because the federal government acts like it owns people, and these people act like they're owned. And it's a totally different situation when government people at a state level stand up to the federal government and say, you know what, you can keep your millions of dollars.
Yeah.
We know you stole it from us to begin with, but you know what? Go ahead. We don't want the money because we don't want to be controlled by you. And New Hampshire actually does that, not often enough,
yeah,
but it does do it. And that's the reason why we don't have an adult seatbelt law in the state of New Hampshire. Because whenever it comes up, and it does come up.
Same thing with the helmet law, too.
I believe you're right about that, yeah. And the status, the federal lovers, the empire lovers, that do want that money to be accepted, because the feds keep offering it. I'm like, hey, sure you don't want this? a couple million dollars every year. We got it. It's right here. And so some of them do want it, and they put up a bill every 2 years because you have to wait two every. You can't do it every year. You have to wait another year for the same bill to get put up in New Hampshire. So every 2 years, almost every, like clockwork, somebody throws up another, okay, let's have an adult seatbelt law. Okay, let's get an adult helmet law. And it doesn't pass. So the state government gang in New Hampshire has successfully rejected millions upon millions of dollars in federal bribe money. So it can be done, and it should be done. Like, if New Hampshire doesn't secede this year from the United States, which is possible, it's in the realm of the possible.
It's more possible than any United States exit has, you know, state secession.
We've got a bill in right now. It's a constitutional amendment. It's going to get a public hearing in less than 2 weeks. So that process is moving forward. But even if that doesn't happen, you're going to see more. You're going to hear more about nullification. You're going to hear more about people just saying no to the federal government. But it really needs to happen on a more individual level where people say no to the federal government.
Amen.
Like, no, I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to give you money. I'm not going to obey your diktats. And one of those things that's coming real soon, of course, is going to be this Supreme Court case that got heard, I think, yesterday in the U.S. Supreme Court with the Biden mandate for the vaccine.
With the nine people dressed in robes?
Yeah, those people. They heard the Biden mandate through OSHA, where they are saying businesses with more than 100 employees have to have the vaccine mandate put in on their employees, and there were some people who challenged that. So that challenge is being heard in the Supreme Court right now. I'm not optimistic about it. I understand that there's some news media that says, oh, it's a conservative court, so the conservative court, they look like they might rule against it. Don't get your hopes up. The state rules for the state more often than it doesn't. The courts rule for the federal government more often than they don't. It would be great if they say, no, you can't do this, but that doesn't mean they won't figure out another way to do it, that they don't have some backup plan in their back pocket for, okay, well, OSHA couldn't do it. Well, let's try it through the Congress or whatever, right? So, you know, this is not the end of the road as far as the amount of control that they're going to try to exert. And what needs to happen is people need to say no. And if you can't say no alone, then get to a place where you've got neighbors who will say no with you, because it makes it a heck of a lot more possible. I recommend checking out the Free State Project. They've got a great social media presence at Free State NH on Twitter. So check those folks out.
I think no is one of the most powerful two-letter words in the English language.
Absolutely.
Probably
the most powerful.
Right, no. If, I think, is the most powerful two-letter word in the English language, because it makes you wonder, like, oh, what if?
What if?
Right, if this were different, if things weren't, you know, this, if that, like, it gives you...
If,
like,
people said no.
If people said no. Right. So only second to if, right? Yeah. But no is really very powerful. And if you're not used to saying no, start saying no at a very small, you know, area of your life and just see how it goes. Get used to saying no to stuff.
Yeah.
And then when the big stuff comes around, it's much easier for you to say no, because now you're in the habit of it. You know what it feels like. You know how to handle it. You don't feel so intimidated by it. You don't feel like it's, oh, I don't know that I can tell these people. No, you can. They're just people. Tell them no.
Let's go to the phones here. I think we got David on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I wanted to demonstrate damage done, real damage done in real terms by our government and, as usual, judges. And I'm doing it today because I want to commemorate the birthday of my daughter Paisley by sharing this little bit of information. As everybody knows, I said goodbye to both my children, David and Paisley, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on July 2nd of 2007, not knowing I'd never see him again, and I never saw him again. And I want to commemorate her birthday, another missed birthday, and everything else, by sharing this little tidbit. I won a unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals. Wexler, Bustamante, and Kennedy, Roderick Kennedy, writing a decision saying that M. Monica de Zamora had broken the law. What she did is she illegally adopted my children to somebody else. The Court of Appeals reversed that. That's not a little thing. Mm-hmm. Adopting someone's child to a non-related individual and then having that reversed, that's not a little thing. But I had it reversed, and here's where the salt was poured in the wound. What the Court of Appeals said in their decision, that M. Monica Zamora, you won, misapplied the burden of proof. Mr. Olson did not have to prove that he should have his own children. The other side had to prove that he should not have his children, but you applied
makes
that
sense.
Burden backwards.
And,
okay. And to make it even worse, they said that Judge M. Monica Zamora, even if you had correctly applied the burden of proof, which you did not, the complaining party did not have the facts to prove their case, yet you adopted Mr. Olson's children away from him anyway, illegally, and we reversed that and remanded it back to Judge John J. Romero to correct, and John J. Romero never did a thing to correct it. Zero.
Yeah, and you have no recourse in any of this. There's nothing that you personally can do to force them into any action, to bring any attention to the other than, you know, doing what you're doing, which is calling talk radio shows. Like, there is no mechanism for you to go.
Well, I'm sure he's filed a motion, but
I'm sure.
You know, that was 14 years ago or whatever.
But that's it. Like, he's stuck in the hell of bureaucracy with this.
Yeah, and just to add on to what Ian said is, and that was actually, and this will come up in a future call, I'm going to add in some more judges that are players in this, it's all very interesting, nepotistic, and incestuous, but I actually had a previous appeal to the one I won. I lost the previous appeal, and in the previous appeal, one of the items I was appealing was Judge Angela Jewell, when I properly filed legal motions to address these issues of no contact, that Judge Angela Jewell literally ignored the motions as if they had never been filed.
Wow. I mean, the corruption is just so rife out there. And thank you for the call tonight, David. And he's just one of so many people who have been victimized by this system. And like you said, Captain, have no recourse, because he could say, all right, I'm going to stop paying property taxes in protest. And then they would send men with guns to his house and demand that he exit the house because they've taken it on paper in their tax sale.
Yep.
And they've sold it to somebody else. And now that new owner is the owner of the property, according to the government. If you don't leave, then we will shoot you. And that's how they do it. That's how they roll.
You can't effectively fight the system because they own the system.
Yep, that's right. And they don't care about you. 603-283-6160.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here in the remaining moments of this live Saturday show. You can do that at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to let you know that we've got a chat server. It is called the Matrix server. It doesn't have anything to do with the Matrix movies. It's just, I don't know why they call it that. It's probably some technical. Probably some kind of a technical thing. But it does have to do with it's an open source federated chat server, which, like we were explaining earlier with our Mastodon social media, the federation means that it's connected to all of the other Matrix servers out there.
Yeah.
Haven't purposely disconnected themselves from us. And so that means that, you can reach out to other servers and connect to other chat rooms, and you can create your own room, by the way. So if, the dozens of rooms that already exist on the server that have been mostly created by other listeners don't suit you, you can just make your own. You can make it private. You can make it public. You can also encrypt it, or you can leave it unencrypted. It's up to you. You get to decide those things. It's a pretty cool system, and it's free to use. Just head over to chat.freetalklive.com. There's some pretty wild troll conversations going on in there. You'll see some really interesting stuff. There was a crazy video that I think somebody posted in the chat room. Maybe it wasn't the chat. Anyway, I saw the video from, I don't know what country it was. There's no context whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, like, giant cliffs that you see people diving off of mm-hmm. in, like, various different South American countries or wherever. And, like, an entire chunk of this humongous cliff just breaks off and falls into the water.
Wow.
Just, they find some wild stuff on this chat server. So check it out over at chat.freetalklive.com. Unfortunately, someone was in a boat underneath that thing, and they didn't make it. So pretty sad. But just a
bit of footage survived.
It's crazy. Yeah. So speaking of crazy, North Korea, in a quickie story that I've had here for a couple of weeks, North Korea now executing people, or at least it's coming out that they're executing people. They've probably been doing this for a while because, you know, you don't exactly get news that you can believe out of North Korea because it's all government propaganda. But every now and then somebody will escape from North Korea and they'll tell you what's going on. According to DNYUZ.com, report out of Seoul, South Korea, North Korea has now publicly executed at least 7 people in the last decade for watching or distributing K-pop videos from South Korea.
I mean, K-pop is kind of a crime against humanity.
I figured that you would have an opinion about this one, Captain. As a musician, someone who's actually talented.
I don't know about that.
You've been in bands.
I have.
They haven't kicked you out.
No, they haven't.
You've played live shows a myriad of times.
Yeah.
You make your own music over at lordkickass.com.
I do, actually. If you haven't gotten your Christmas present from me, it's not too late. It's still up there. It's called the COVID Carols. It's a 3-song EP, and it says pay what you want. So you can get it for zero. It's fine. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Whatever. Happy, you know, whatever, 2022. Mm-hmm. Or if, you know, you feel like you get some value out of it, pay what you want. That's fine.
That's cool. That's a new model of music distribution.
Yeah, I prefer that model myself. But
I've been meaning to put a blog post together about it. I just haven't done it yet. So it's on my list of things to do.
That's fine.
You're not going to take it down.
No.
Okay.
I think my plan was at the end of January to maybe bump it up to like $1 or more or something like that for the whole EP.
COVID Carols.
COVID Carols over at lordkickass.com. What I wanted to say, I joke about how much I hate K-pop because I kind of do it.
You kind of just hate pop music, I think, in general.
Pop music sort of disgusts me.
Why is that? As a musician, is it just too simple? Is it too mass consumed?
To me, it's, I want to use the word overproduced.
Sure, like auto-tune and producers writing all the songs, and like, the artists don't write a single thing.
Pop is generally the genre of music where you get all the fakes, right? From Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yeah,
right? Lip-syncing. You know, lip-syncing, all that to like, you know, you've seen pop stars go on stage at like, oh, I don't know, like football games, Super Bowl type stuff, and like you could tell that they're not actually singing.
Right.
You know, there was one time where there was a guy playing a guitar with nothing plugged into it. Now, generally, like you have a wireless that's plugged into it if you want to like move around on stage and that kind of thing, or a really long cable coming out of your guitar.
Right.
But like you could zoom in on this guy playing guitar,
and there's like
on
a hole,
and there's just a hole where the guitar cable is supposed to go. He's not wearing a wireless pack, and there's not a wireless plugged into the guitar itself, you know.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's making the guitar face,
right?
You know, and this
totally
is
faking it.
Yeah, and so
that's too bad.
Like, I don't know, man. I prefer musicians on, we'll call them analog instruments.
Uh-huh.
Right now, everything's processed to some extent, in like rock and roll and heavy metal and that kind of a thing. But, you know, pop is just, it's sort of like, to me, it's like elevator music. It's just there.
It's filler.
It's filler. It doesn't really have a purpose. It's, you know, whereas rock and roll, heavy metal specifically to me, was always like, you know, punk rock, right? The rebels music, right? This is where the people who were anti, you know, would find themselves. And so that's where I found myself. And so within that group of people, there's a lot of hate towards pop.
But does it bother you that K-pop is pissing off one of the most oppressive kingdoms, you know, the hermit kingdom, if you will, of North Korea, that is now actually, you're essentially in the underground by listening to K-pop?
In reality, that probably gives it a little bit of more street cred, you know, from my perspective.
It's like counter-programming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not supposed to be that, right? Like, K-pop, or pop in general, is mainstream. It's supposed to be this most mainstream, cotton candy kind of music, and kind of throwaway, right? Like, there's so many. If you don't know anything about K-pop, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not, like, an expert on it, but I have had my K-pop phase, and I am somebody who was raised on metal, too, so I have the unique, you know, the perspective of being into both of them. But it is just, you know, throwaway bubblegum music, and the bands are so ubiquitous. Like, I'm sure that the K-pop fans are very differentiating as far as one band to the next or whatever, but they're all so very similar. They're all these very young, pretty people who get chosen from competitions, and then they get put into a group, and then it's like a like you're saying, totally produced. They don't write their own stuff.
That's my main problem, I guess, with like pop music is like they don't write their own stuff. They're branding mechanisms. They're there to sell T-shirts and tickets, right? Yeah. But they don't write their own stuff. And to me, like
there may be some exceptions to that.
Probably are.
But generally, these are completely produced groups. The girls or the guys or whatever, they're usually all girls or all guys. They don't know each other usually before they go into these groups. They just like they're contested to get in. They're chosen, and then they go, you know, put them together. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Somebody drops out. They put another one in. You know, and so it's very kind of overseen and, like you're saying, produced.
I have the same hatred for, like, these TV shows like American Idolator or American Idol, you know, that type of thing. The face
they're
or whatever.
Searches,
that
right?
Yeah, that's all they are.
But here you are. The reality is you watch K-pop in North Korea, you are an underground smuggler, basically. And so what is normally just this totally, like, programming for the state, for, you know, the Illuminati or however you want to look at it, is actually counter-programming in North Korea. Transition Justice Working Group is the human rights organization that has come out about this. Kim Jong-un, they say, has called K-pop a, quote, vicious cancer, unquote. And
I wonder what he listens to. Like
whatever he wants.
Well, okay, but
probably not what he thinks that what they want you to think that he listens to. Transitional Justice Working Group based in Seoul interviewed 683 North Korean defectors since 2015 to help map the places in the north where people have been killed and buried in state-sanctioned public executions. In the latest report, the group said it had documented nearly two dozen of those executions under Mr. Kim's government.
Oh, my God.
He's attacked the South Korean entertainment, songs, movies, TV dramas, which he says corrupts North Koreans' minds. And this isn't new, by the way, that Kim Jong-un is just carrying on the legacy of his grandfather and his father before him. There has always been a prohibition on any content coming in from the South. So this is just the latest version. It's easier to smuggle it now, so more people are getting put to death.
It reminds me of the old Soviet Union before the Cold War ended when you know, folks would use X-ray sheets to reproduce, you know, like the Beatles and, you know, popular music of the time and smuggle it into Russia. That's exactly what this reminds me of.
Yeah, and thing is, the technology hasn't changed that much in North Korea since those days of the Beatles. They've got some really, it's like, from what I understand, if people visited there, it's like stepping into the 1950s,
wow,
as far as the tech is concerned. But the other thing is, I guess there is something recent that happened about this. They did adopt some law last December that those who distribute South Korean entertainment can face the death penalty. So it used to be that you just went to a death camp where they would work you to death. Now they can just straight up execute you for K-pop. Sad stuff.
Very.
We will talk to you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.